In reflecting on today's gospel, the thought occurred to me that embedded in this story was the message of the first two readings. An adulterous woman is brought to Jesus. They want his opinion on what to do with her. He bends down and begins writing in the ground. Perhaps this gave him more time to come up with a truth-provoking response. He looks at those who would stone the woman and challenges them to change. He challenges them to go beyond the law and to look at themselves. Let he who is without sin throw the first stone. Willingly or not, one by one they left. In the light of truth, they accepted the challenge to let go of their old way of doing things in that one particular instance. Jesus challenged them to accept God's new way leading to salvation. He does not condemn the woman, but sends her away with the admonition to sin no more. She too has been challenged to turn her life around and live in a new manner. These readings tell us that we must repent, but they also tell us how. We must encounter Christ. When we encounter Christ in the Scriptures, the light of God's truth illumines our minds and our hearts. We see our good points and our blatant and not so blatant failings. It is these encounters that give us the courage to let go of all that is not God in our lives, so that with St. Paul we can say, "Everything is rubbish that does not bring me to Christ and that does not allow Christ to possess my heart." This is the promise of our baptismal consecration. This is the essence of our discipleship.